Good morning. My name is Don Wynn. I'm here this morning with my brothers Collins and Tony, and we're going to be talking today about our uncles on our paternal side, our father's brothers. It's April 15th, 2018. Collins, can you identify our family members we're going to talk about today?
Oh, yeah, Don. We talked a little earlier about talking about them this morning. And there's actually three of them. Dad had three brothers. Two were older than he and one younger. But out of the family, his mom and dad had seven children over 16 years. And four of those were young men. And those would be the oldest was William Edwards, or Ed Wynn. And then there was Wiley Leon Wynn, and his nickname was Mutt. I have no idea where that came from. Maybe we can talk about that. And then the youngest was O-R-A, that's Ora Milton Wynn. And he did not have a nickname. He was just always Uncle Milton to me. And those three guys, along with Dad, all grew up about the same time in Madison County, Alabama, more or less. And they all went off to serve in World War II in their different roles and had their families. And we're all here today because of that. So, yeah, William, Uncle Ed, Uncle Mutt, and Uncle Leon, or whatever you want to call him, and then Uncle Milton. So those three guys are what we'd be talking about today.
So we're going to talk in a little bit more detail about Uncle Ed first, since he's the oldest. I don't know too much about him, but he did seem really personable to me. He did not live in Huntsville, as far as I know, in my memory. He and his family lived in somewhere in Texas, I think in Dallas for a long time, and then he and his family moved to Honolulu, where he was in construction for a long, long time. And that's the little bit I know about him.
I have memories of him. I know a few things just from reading various and sundry things and having people tell me things, but that's also what I remember, Don. The Texas connection here is unusual. There's more to it than him just going to Texas. Actually, his mother, our grandmother, spent her childhood in that same area in Texas. And it's between Grand Prairie, actually, was one of the addresses between Dallas and Fort Worth. Of course, now it's just a big metropolis, one big city. But at the time, I understood it to be rather rural. And then there was another place called White Settlement, Texas, which is on out a little more west, not many miles, but a few miles more west. But yeah, in fact, his wife is from Texas. So he was in Texas when he met and married his wife. Her name was Imogene Faye Henson. And I think Stephen, his son, was actually born there in Texas. Did he end up there after World War II? Is that what happened? You know, Tony, it's really kind of hard to say. I think certainly after World War II, yeah. And Stephen is my age. Stephen was born in 46. So so his father and mother got together pretty quick after the end of the war, you know. But I don't understand. Maybe he went to Texas on a visit or for some reason. But the only thing I know about them, I don't know of them ever living in Madison County.
Well, you're talking about all four. Our three uncles and our father all were in World War II.
Yeah.
I don't know how unusual it is. Now, they all served. Dad was in the Army. Leon was in the Army.
Milton,
what branch was Ed in, do you know?
Yeah, I do. Ed was in the Army as well. I don't have a lot of information about either one of them's military service. I'm talking about Uncle Leon and Uncle Ed. But I know that they were both in the Army. The reason I don't know that is because their records were burned, just like Dad's, in a fire. way after the end of World War II. And so it's just some scattered information available. But I know that both of them served in the Army. Both of them were in Europe. Both of them were infantry soldiers. And I know that. And I also know that Uncle Leon and Uncle Ed were both in the Battle of the Bulge at the same time in Europe in different units, and they did not know the other one was there.
Uncle Milton, you made a comment about they were all in World War II. I don't believe that's correct. Uncle Milton was in the Navy, and he was in the Navy after the war, I believe. I mean, I could be wrong, but I thought he was post-World War II Navy man.
Well, now that could be. I don't have his records either. I know that Uncle Milton was born in 1927. So yeah, he could by stretch been old enough to be in some of the war years of 44, 45. But I don't know that, Don, and that's pretty well, and that would make sense to me that, you know, he probably was post-war Navy service. But in any respect, they were all military guys, you know, and they all went off to serve in one capacity or the other.
Yeah, Uncle Ed, which we're talking about just now, there's some things about our Uncle Mutt and his military service is pretty interesting too in a few minutes. But Uncle Ed, after the war, he met Gene, and I think one of the things in our family was Gene didn't fit in necessarily with everybody else's because she wasn't from here. You know, they didn't have much knowledge or much contact with her other than when they made visits. And
you know, Doc, I remember that. I now that you mention it, it occurs to me. I remember Mom talking about making comments from time to time that, you know, that she didn't know her well or something like that. And then, of course, you know, you're entirely right. They eventually went off and moved to Hawaii. And I think Uncle Ed, would, like you said, was in the construction business. I don't know in what role, but it was always explained to me just the construction business. And then she was in the travel business or something. And I saw a couple of pictures of her, Don, in a sarong of all things. And I guess she was just trying to play the role, you know, of the Hawaiian person, although she was just a Texas girl. And they stayed in Hawaii for a number of years. And then I think the last time I saw Uncle Ed, Don, it may be in the same event that you're talking about, but this was a little family get-together. I don't know. It had to be in the 70s, I suppose, maybe even early 70s. Down at Braham Spring Park there in Huntsville. Do you happen to recall that, Don?
I do, and I remember having conversation with him about different things that had occurred in the family over the years, but we never went into any kind of detail. And I think he felt he wanted to talk about family stuff, but it just never got to the point where I had any kind of detail. And that conversation with him is one of the reasons I want to do these kind of interviews, because they're, you know, I mean, if you don't get people to listen, you have a story that just disappears when you pass.
Yeah, that's true. Don, I think Gene, his wife, the divorce at some point. I don't know when that was, but he died in 92, so it was well before that. And I think he was probably divorced at the time that we would have seen him there in Huntsville. I don't remember the year, like I said, maybe mid-70s. I think that was a hard time for him, I think.
I think that visit, you know, might have been mid-80s, because I think...
Well, could be now. Could be. Yeah.
A little bit later. I think it was closer to when he had passed. And I'm really sorry I didn't go to the funeral. He was buried in Texas.
He stands out from our family, from just about all the rest of our family, because the rest of them pretty much lived right around the Huntsville area their entire lives. As far as I know, he's one of the very few that ever moved anywhere, any distance away from home.
Yeah.
Well, you're right about that, Tony. Yeah.
You know, and to go to to go to Hawaii, which we all thought, you know, as small children, that was an exotic place. You know, almost, you know, to us, it was a whole other world away.
Well, yeah, that's true. One of the things I wanted to be sure and relate about, Uncle Ed, is, although now I don't remember this, okay, but from the photographs, I can tell you the story of them. Mom and Dad went to Texas, okay, and they went out to visit Edward and Jean there in Texas. And I remember, that's unfair, because they look at me like I was about 10 months old. So I do not remember. But I have some photographs of what appears to be Army barracks-looking buildings that may have been sold off at the end of the war and converted to civilian apartments or something like that. And then I have a snapshot of them in a nightclub there in Dallas, having an evening out, and a couple of pictures of me walking around naked, which is my normal state.
Even today.
But walking around naked as a 10-month-old there in Texas. And so they did visit, but they just, I guess the distance was just too great to have a good, solid relationship.
One thing I remember about Jean is that she was always hospitable. When they would come, or when we'd communicate with them, it would always be, when are you guys going to come visit? And even when they lived in the islands, it's, when are you guys going to come visit? And they would have been great hosts if we'd ever been able to do that. But even traveling to Houston to us was like going to the moon. And Hawaii was like, you know, going to another universe or something. We just out of the realm of possibility. There are a couple things.
You know, we talked about family vacations earlier, Donnie. You know, and to us, driving up to Chattanooga, the 75 miles, that is, was a big deal.
Right.
So, you know, Texas is just pretty much out of the question.
One time when they came
Go ahead, Don. I'm sorry.
Well, one time when they came back, they drove from Texas. And I remember because they drove in an Edsel. And, you know, that was a sort of the top of the line Ford under the Continental, and that was a real big deal. It was a new car, and so that would have been like in 1960 or something like that. And of course, Edsel turned out to be a big flop for Ford Motor Company, but they drove here in their brand new car, and I do remember a little bit about the work he did in Honolulu. I think he did heavy construction, heavy equipment, and I don't know if he, I think he started out as an equipment operator, and he wound up buying one bulldozer, maybe a couple. So I think he might have had a small construction company where he would work on equipment with other people. You know, like he'd lease out his bulldozers to other companies to do work.
That set of skills would fall right into what I would expect they all had. I know that, we all got it. I have to say that. I mean, you and I, all three of us could get on a bulldozer today without a heck of a lot of instruction and get busy with it. And a lot of people couldn't do that. So I can see him in that kind of business. I really can.
Yeah.
I remember getting postcards or Christmas cards from them every year. And I remember looking at those Christmas cards thinking what a big deal it was because how far away it came from.
Yeah.
He was
a pretty interesting man. We need to go ahead and start talking about our Uncle Mark a little bit now. We've given our time constraints.
That's Wiley Leon Wynn. That is his legal name, and everybody called him Mutt, or at least his brother did, and I think most of his acquaintances. But Tony was talking about everybody living there, and that's true. Uncle Leon, his family, to my knowledge, never left Huntsville after the war. After he came back from the war, had a family and got married, and that was pretty much it. He married a young lady named Helen May Johnson. I think she had another name. I believe she had been married before. I don't know if there was a death or whatever, but she also had a name of Lacey, and I don't know, you know, which name that is. But anyway, it was Helen to us, right? We all knew her as Helen.
Right.
Right.
They were hospitable.
And so they lived over around a couple of neighborhoods in Huntsville all that time, and I think Uncle Leon worked for I think he was in the power doing something at Redstone and some of the facilities maintenance kind of thing.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And did that for years.
I remember when we lived on Roland Road, and there's a picture of us that you have that you posted just a few days ago on Facebook that has the three of us on the porch on Roland Road. And just before we moved away from there, our Uncle Mutt, either just before or just after, he moved into a house that's across the street from that house on Roland Road. And he lived there until he died, I believe.
He died in 93. And do I understand correctly that his son still lives in that same house?
I believe that's true. I'm not sure. That would be Greg.
Yeah. And, and you're talking about Uncle Leon's war records and stuff, and certainly all of them are to be admired for their service. And apparently Uncle Leon was caught up in some very difficult times, and apparently he won the Bronze Star with a V device for Valor. During the Battle of the Bulge. I don't know what that entails, but he's recognized on a plaque that is in the Madison County Courthouse.
And there was never any discussion in our family about military service of any of them that
no,
I remember.
To my knowledge, Don, the only thing I know is what the three of us have discovered over the years, but you're right. I don't recall Mom, Dad, during visits or anything, that nobody ever sat around and talked about their service and where they were and what they did. It just didn't come up.
And we found out.
Well, I think that's pretty typical of World War II veterans. You know, when they came home, that was behind them, and a lot of people, just like a lot of war vets today, they didn't really know what to talk about it.
That's true. But a Bronze Star is a significant thing. And when I found that out, I already had a really strong opinion, a real positive opinion about Uncle Mutt. But even seeing that and knowing that he was really kind of an unassuming man, you know, he was friendly, but I wouldn't call him gregarious exactly.
I always perceived him as quiet. Well,
right,
you know,
exactly.
He would participate in conversation, but he didn't ever dominate it.
Right. So when he got the Bronze Star, he stood up and did what he needed to be done, but he's not really an outgoing, he's a quiet man that took action when he needed to. And
that is certainly true. You know, we have a few pictures from those years. I think these photos that I have seen recently are pretty much of the family and the soldiers that would be home at any given time. And sometimes it's Dad and Leon and the two sisters. We got a couple of pictures of those. And then the other ones I've seen is Uncle Leon and Uncle Edward with the family minus Dad and Milton. You know, so it just happens to be who could be on leave and be home at the same time. And the ones I've seen, I think, are about 1942 or so, when Dad was home on leave. And I don't know about the others, but I suspect that those pictures were early as well, because once they deployed, that was it, and they were gone for the duration.
Right. I remember.
Oh, he served in the military for the entire length or entire history of the World War II. Is that correct?
Well, actually, not quite, Tony, because he and Uncle Edward were both drafted, and I've got their draft cards. Okay, and they were drafted in 1942, and I got their enlistment dates and all of that kind of stuff. And they had their basic training at Fort McClellan there in Anniston, and then I don't know where they went from there, but certainly it was to an infantry division. And probably they came home on leave after basic training, And then once they reported back, they went straight to their unit and probably straight overseas, probably to the UK, like most everybody did. But I don't know where they were on D-Day, for instance.
And there's no way of knowing that. Records are basically gone for all that, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true, Tony. And you could get some hints. You could write for some records, and it might give you a little hint on some page, and then that would lead you to something else. But you'd really have to work on it to figure it out.
Yeah, you'd have to go, what, division by division or battalion by battalion?
Yeah, and you can do that, but it's time-consuming. And even then, it doesn't tell you anything about the person. The only thing it tells you about is the unit, and then you have to extrapolate from that. So, but he was there, certainly. There ain't no doubt about that. They just don't know the details.
Did he and Uncle Ed go to, were they drafted at the same time and go to basic training together? Do you know?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay.
I don't think so. I saw the dates are not the same, so I would say no.
Yeah. The one thing that I remember about Uncle Mutt is that he had a speech impediment, but I don't know exactly how I would describe it, but it was a noticeable speech pattern or something that almost stuttering, I think, and I think he had
now that you mentioned, Don, I recall that it wasn't debilitating. He certainly could function and did well and all of that kind of stuff, but it was noticeable, yeah.
And that's just one thing I remember about him.
I remember that as well now that you said it. And like Collins just said, it didn't, from what I recall, it didn't affect any kind of conversation you could have with him or anything. It was just something a little bit different about him.
Right. And I know he had two kids, Greg that we mentioned a minute ago, and Greg was my age. In fact, I think our birthdays are just a couple of days apart. So we're born just almost, I think I'm December the 5th, and I think he might be December the 8th or something. And at one point, we were in the same classroom at school, but then they moved, and he was only there for a short period of time. But that Greg was their son, and I like you said, I think he still lives in a family home that they grew up in. And Ann was their daughter. So they had a son and a daughter. And I know we've all lost track of Ann, but I think Greg is still in Huntsville in that house.
Yeah, you know, I see something from him every once in a while on Facebook, Don. So he does a few things like that. And I haven't had any direct contact, but I see things that he does, and he notices the things that we do. And so I know that he's there. And also I know that from our cousin Stephen, who is the son of Uncle Ed we were just talking about, Stephen has told me that he's tried to help Gregory do a couple of things around his house. So, I'm kind of basically aware of that. The one thing I don't know is anything about Ann. I think, Don, didn't you have an experience with Ann some years ago?
Well, Ann, you know, it's sort of a negative thing about what happened to her, but I guess we can talk about that. She, after she got married, she moved into a trailer park in I guess, East Huntsville. And she didn't have a very good relationship with her mother, apparently. And her mother came to visit one day, and while her mother was sitting in the living room of the house trailer that Ann was living in, a phone in the bedroom rang, and it caused a big issue between Ann and her mother because Ann had told her mother she didn't have a phone, and I think she just didn't want to talk to her mother that much. I don't know why, and I don't know what happened. And then. Shortly after that, for some reason, Ann was overwhelmed by life or something, and she pretty much just abandoned everything. She left family. She didn't tell anybody where she was going. She just left. And within maybe 3 or 4 years, I was on a trip to North Carolina. And with on a business trip with some other guys, and we were in a restaurant, like a little cafe thing, like at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and this waitress comes up to me and puts a big hug on me and, how you doing and all that? It was Ann. And just as nice as she could be, looked like she always had looked. And we talked for a little while, nothing earth-shattering or memorable or anything, but we talked. And when we were leaving, she came up to me again, and she said, please don't tell anybody you saw me. And that's the last time I heard or knew anything of Ann. But she's always seemed nice enough to me, but there was some sort of drama, let's say, associated with Ann. She might have had some sort of mild mental disability or something. I don't know.
Neither do I. I can recall being around her some as a child, but there was a little bit of an age difference between she and I, so that probably explains why I don't know much. I mean, she would have been 2 or 3 years younger. She'd just been getting in my way, I didn't have a lot of contact with her, although I did remember that she was pleasant enough. Everything was fine. Talk about Uncle Leon. He and his wife would come to our house to visit. Y'all remember that at all, Tony? Say, for instance,
I do remember those visits, and I remember his wife was a little bit. I don't want to say difficult, because that wouldn't be the description of it, I don't think. She was a little different than we were. And I really can't recall in what way, but I don't think I was ever extremely comfortable around Helen.
Go ahead, Don.
I can give you an example of something that she did that might not have intended anything about this. It might be just her way of making small talk. But I know that she would come into our house on Oakwood Avenue, and she'd be sitting there, and she'd look around, and she'd ask our mother, did you get these curtains at Sears? They were $9, is that right? And then she'd look at something else in the house, and she'd say, yeah, I saw that over at Montgomery Ward's. I think it was about, like $7.50 or something. And it was like she was evaluating us by how much things cost. That's the way it kind of came across. But it might have been she might not have been a great conversationalist, and it might be just what she knew to talk about. And I think our mother said to me that what she did was study catalogs, and she'd sit at home. She was a housewife, and she would study catalogs, and that's just what she knew. But it was a kind of an off-putting thing, but it might not have been it might not have been that she thought she was better than we were or anything like that. It just might be the way she socialized with people.
Yeah, I think I can't recall a specific comment of mother's, but my impression of some comments is that they were not particularly close. Now, there was no issue that I was aware of at all, but it was just a little different, and I don't know why. I heard mother would talk about Helen from time to time that sort of thing. But yeah, I don't know the issue. And you're right, Don. I don't think that she ever worked. And talking about Leon's wife, right? I don't think that she ever worked. I think the deal was her husband had a good job at the arsenal, right? Why should she work? But they were married a long time. I mean, it would have been, I don't know, Don, probably got married in 46 or 7, something like that. And they were married until she died in 87. So, you know, they were married for a good long time.
Yeah. Right now, I can't think of anything else about Uncle Mutt, except that he was always hospitable. We're family, and family's thick, and he was made me feel welcome every time we were around.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. I guess that leads us down to our youngest uncle, right?
Right.
Ora Milton Wynn. And I always called him Uncle Milton. I'm sure we all did. I don't think that he had a nickname. And he was the youngest. But I, you know, what I remember about Uncle Buster straight out of the box is he was always smiling. You know, and I thought he had I recall a really good attitude about things and a outgoing kind of a warm personality. That's what I get from him.
Right. I always had the impression, whether it's correct or not, that Dad was closer to Milton than probably the other two. That's just an impression I had. He never said anything to lead me to think that. I just seem to remember the times that they were together that they seemed to be extremely close.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised, Tony. I wouldn't argue with that at all.
Well, I think if you thought back and thought, okay, when he was with Uncle Mutt, if it was just the two of them, it might have seemed like they were the closest. And if he was with Uncle Ed, I just think they were pretty close-knit all around. I think I remember hearing more about Uncle Mutt around the house than Uncle Milton, but I don't know. I mean, it's just, I think they were all pretty close.
Yeah, you know, Uncle Milton, well, I guess we already explained the aura. I mean, I don't know where that name, I don't know what it means, but I think I know where it came from. And his aunt, his dad's sister, her name was Aura. Aura Florence Wynn. And so I don't know where the aura came from before that, but he was named for her. That's where it appears to me it came from. And then, but Uncle Milton was a Navy veteran, which is an odd thing, right? I mean, I don't, I guess the Navy's all right, but he was a Navy guy. I suppose he was probably shipboard somewhere, but I don't have any idea.
No, I don't either. I do know that when he returned from his military service, he married, I think his wife's name was Jean too, I believe. I may be wrong.
Yeah, Jean, but it's J-E-A-N.
Right. And
her name was Jean Andrews, and she was from Madison County there in Huntsville, and they married, and I think, Don, they lived in one place, to best of my knowledge. In one place their entire life, and that was on a Beatty or Beatty, something like that, B-E-A-T-T-Y road there in Huntsville, near where we lived one time. And but I think they were, again, Uncle Milton worked at Redstone in some capacity, and I think Jean was a stay-at-home mom, and that was pretty much it. You know, I don't know that there's anything else to tell, really.
I know a couple of things about him. I think in the street that they lived on was being built out. You know, it was a new street. It had been a cotton field off near where we had lived at one time, but we didn't live there when they lived there, I don't think. Not in the same area.
Yeah.
But I think they bought houses. I think they had several rental houses that augmented their income. I don't know that they flipped houses or anything like that, but I do think that they moved into the neighborhood and they had one or two houses in addition to the house that they lived in that was in the same neighborhood. And I think that was a way.
You know, I remember that. That's entirely true. Now that you mention it, I remember that they would do things like that, and I guess they had an opportunity to pick up something at a reasonable price, and then had the good sense to be able to manage it.
Right, and I think that's what happened. They also had two kids. The oldest was a daughter. I don't remember her name, but I know she's on Facebook still, and.
Yeah, that's Shirley, Don.
Shirley, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I remember as a young kid going to a birthday party at their house for Shirley. And I'm sure, Collins, I don't know if you remember. You might not have gone to that. I don't know. But there was a birthday party we went to over there. And I know that they had given her a go-kart. So she's probably 10 or 12 years old. And it was one of these little two-seat go-karts. And I remember being so jealous that she had a go-kart, and you know, and they would tour around a little go-kart. But I don't remember her brother's name either. It might have been David, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either, Don. And I, to be honest with you, I'm embarrassed to ask her. You know, she is on Facebook, and I've often wondered. But so I don't know. We're just trying to keep looking and see if I can stumble across his name another way. And but yeah, there were the two children. In fact, Shirley's pretty much our age, within 5 or 6 years, I would say.
And she's always been nice too, and stays in touch. We just have different, you know, we're away from Huntsville, like we were talking about our Uncle Ed, and that causes not just distance separation, but, you know, as far as closeness goes.
And common experiences. Yeah, that's true. Right, and, one of the things I know that I recall about Uncle Milton is he must have been a heck of a man, because I remember Mom telling me, or me hearing something, that our Aunt Jean was very jealous of Uncle Milton, and she didn't let him out of her sight much. And I always thought she was great. I mean, I really did. She had very distinctive features that were very attractive to me. I thought she was a wonderful person, you know.
Yeah. And I have the same feelings, not closeness, but still family and a lot of respect for Milton and Jean and their kids. And like everybody else in our family, always hospitable, welcoming, inclusive, and just couldn't say enough positive about them. Let's see, can we wrap up our discussion about our uncles on our dad's side? Is there anything in general we would want to say, or?
No, I've enjoyed the conversation. I know Tony is probably the one with the least amount of experience with the three of them, but even all of us don't have a whole lot, especially after we're 12 or 15 years old. But I have pleasant memories of them all. Uncle Ed was always very talkative, and very kind of a loud guy. Is that, I don't mean big. I mean, he was just, you know, he didn't speak softly. And then, of course, there's Uncle Leon, who did speak softly and kind of reserved. And then Uncle Milton was just smiling all the time, you know?
Right. I think Uncle Ed, what I would say about him is, if he had an opinion, he's going to share it, and he pretty much didn't care what you thought about it. You know, he didn't have a filter that would say, okay, I don't want to offend this person or that person, so I'll change what I'm going to say. I think he was just straightforward, not intentionally abrasive, but I think he came across as being a little abrasive because of that.
I'd agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
And I have that opinion because of the discussion I had with him in the last time when he came back to Huntsville. That's pretty much the way it was. But he was older too, and sometimes, you know, you get that as part of age, you know, that he wasn't mean or anything, but he was straightforward in his comments.
Yeah, it may be somewhat like my father-in-law told me a few years ago. I asked him, I said, "You're being awful grumpy today," and he said, "That's because I don't give a damn what you think."
I'm
old enough, I don't care.
I think that might describe our Uncle Ed. Anyway, I think...
But it's close to describing some of us. Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our discussion this morning about our paternal uncles, the three of those, our dad's brothers, and they're a pretty interesting group of people. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.